Good morning. So, I've got this strange thing on my head. What do you think it is? A miner's flashlight? Yeah? So, you just might be right. Yeah. It's a headlight. That's right. So, I am not a miner. So, I use mine for other things. Oh, no, it's blinding you. Okay, I'll turn it off for now. But, if I'm not a miner, why might I need something like this? If it's dark? That's right, if it's late at night and I'm in the woods. That's right, if the electricity goes out. Excellent. If you have to do something in the dark and I need my hands, you can't hold a flashlight, which is exactly why I have this. So sometimes I go running. Not a lot. And sometimes when I do that, I go in the morning really early before it's light out, or more likely at night when it's already dark out. And so if I'm going running, then I might need to be able to see where I'm going, right? And this helps. But if I go running and I turn it on and I point it like this, is that helping me? No. Because what do I want to see? I want to see where I'm going. That's right. And the light, we can't point it at ourselves if we want it to be helpful. We have to point it outward. And our scripture's a little bit about that today. You see, in our scripture, there's this guy called John the Baptist. Can you say that? John the Baptist. That's right. There are lots of Johns in our world. And this John did some serious baptizing. So we call him John the Baptist. And he was a little different. You see, I see a lot of y'all have really fun clothes on, like red shirts for Christmas or fun dresses. Yeah, exactly. Well, John the Baptist, he wore some weird stuff. He wore camel's hair. It was really itchy and very strange. And then did anyone have breakfast this morning? Yeah? You too, breakfast. That's pretty awesome because we had breakfast at church. So at church, we might have had bacon or grits. At home, we might have had cereal or yogurt. But John, for breakfast, he might have had like locusts or grasshoppers. Very different. Very strange. But, you know, he's so awesome because he told us about Jesus. He told us that Jesus was coming. And the way he said that was he said, prepare the way for Jesus. Something special is coming. Say you're sorry for the bad things you've done and love Jesus. It was pretty cool. And so people, they got a little confused and they said, are you the promised one who's supposed to come? Are you the Messiah? And he could have pointed the light on himself and said, I'm a pretty big deal. But he didn't. He didn't. He pointed the light to the cross the whole time. He always pointed the light to Jesus. And that reminds us that no matter what we do, we want to point our light to Jesus. Because the light we have in us is the light of Jesus. And so how do we shine our light? We're kind to other people. We help. We say nice words. And we share. And so we want to remember that's how we shine our light. Can you put your hands together? All right, and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending your love to earth. Help us to shine your light back to you. Amen.